today is the, from today in the southern hemisphere, days starts becoming longer. It is Uttarayana. In the southern hemisphere, it is Uttarayana. From the northern, in the northern hemisphere, day starts becoming shorter. It's Dakshinayana. Going towards the south in the northern hemisphere, whereas in the southern hemisphere, it is going towards the north, days becoming longer. And it's a very cold day still. It's a practice. We are, this week, we are going to Himalayas to practice yoga. People, those who are so intensely committed, outside weather doesn't matter for them. Those who are very serious about the sadhana. And in Bhagavad Gita, in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, we have been covering Patanjali Yoga Sutra. He talks about that success comes to one who is intensely energetic. One who is intensely energetic, for that person, success in yoga comes easily. Couple of weeks back, we touched upon the goal of yoga. It talks about the God, Tasya Vachaka Pranava. His name is Om. And he is Tatra Niratishaya Sarvajnyatva Bijam. God is defined as He, one who is the seed of everything, from whom everything comes out. He is an unique seed. I gave an example. If you plant a mango seed, when the plant comes out, seed is destroyed and plant comes out. Whereas him, the unique seed, everything comes out, still seed remains intact. And tad japa artha bhavanam. You have to contemplate to realize that one through the meaning, through the deep contemplation. In the now the winter time, after in winter months, in the places like Bunnings and other places, they sell seeds. Many seeds they sell. This is a time as the spring comes, you plant it so that now plant it in winter. In the spring times, it will sprout and good the flowers will get. We get, you buy 100 seeds, maybe we'll get 30 sprouts. Not all 100 will come. And the seeds, so many seeds are there when you plant, very few comes out. It depends, why only few comes out, depending, it's dependent on the quality of the seed. One is quality of the seed. Second is the climatic condition. It's a whether, what is the soil condition, is the soil is good, or whether it's well irrigated, or whether there is a good sunlight. These climatic conditions matter. And also effort of a gardener. How much effort he or she puts in to make this seed sprout. And here, so many people are practicing, in very few people the awakening happens. The seed, that seed is there in every one of us. So many of us practice. We want to excel in the life, but in very few people that awakening happens. That seed, like buying, planting a seed, only few comes out. Many thousands, millions practice, but in very few it awakens. And that awakening is dependent on this quality of this framework. We need this. What is this quality of this person? It's just effort itself is not enough. However much the gardener attempts, if the quality is not good, quality of the seed is not good, or if the environmental conditions are not good, however effort one puts in, won't succeed. To succeed, the quality should be there. The quality inside. Here, and the environmental factor, right environment, right surrounding, right company of the people. These are the factors. This also makes a difference. In many companies, in many organizations, they run what is the program called as leadership training. Leadership training, to run the program, and many business schools across the world, they run a program, leadership program, business program. And it is said, leaders cannot be made, leaders are born. The great leaders, they haven't gone to any business schools. The business schools, those qualities that no business school can bring in. All business schools does makes you to say some jargons, management jargons. Some, it tunes your personality, but the innate quality, if it is not there, quality is not there, the leader cannot be made. Leader is born. Leader should be there. Leader is there within. And many of us make an attempt, but still do not succeed. Patanjali says, it is because various impediments come to the practitioner. Those who are so intensely committed, one who has that quality, that for that person, all the impediments in the path melts down. What are the impediments? That if you do not have the quality, and what are the impediments because of which this seed is not sprouting? Impediments, one is vyadi, various ailments. Ailments are not, it's allowing me to practice. Ailments come to us because of the lifestyle. One is lifestyle, and the second is past karmas. Some heavy karma, we had to bear the fruit now. And the second one is the lifestyle. We have no regard for our, we eat whatever we want, drink whatever we want, socialize whenever we want, with whomever we want. No control on ourselves. It results in various ailments. It prevents the practice. Sthyana. Sthyana is it's a dullness. There is a mental lethargy. Mental lethargy. Mind is not motivated. Mind, mental lethargy. One is vyadhi and depression, anxiety problem. And the mind is not stable. One is a physical problem. I want to do, but physically it is not allowing me. Second one, mind depression, anxiety problem. And mind is not cooperating. Vyadhi, sthyana. And third one, samshaya. No belief in the teacher. No belief in the scriptures. And what teacher knows? I know more than the teacher. I can Google up. Or scriptures, why regard? It is written by some unknown person. How do you trust him? And no respect for the scriptures, no regard for the it's great masters, no regard for the teacher. Doubting everyone. Samshayatma vinashyati, one who is doubting all the time, that person perishes. In Bhagavad Gita, says, well, third one is doubting, vyadhi, sthyana, samshaya. And the fourth one is avirati. Too much of indulgence, too much of party. Every come Friday night up to 2 o'clock in the morning party. Party, too much of socializing. That person cannot make a progress in the sadhana, avirati. And bhranti darshana, hallucination. Practicing for few days, few weeks, and start assuming that, yes, I have reached the goal. And ego comes out. And I have been practicing so much, why I should respect the teacher? I have practiced myself. And arrogance comes. And hallucination, and thinking that I am an elevated person, and I have realized everyone should respect me, and arrogance comes. The seed in that person doesn't come out. Bhranti darshana, alabdha bhumikatva. I practiced for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. I can't experience anything. I think it's all bogus. There is no reality, there is no substance in this one. It's all fake. Give up. And people give up, and after practice for few days, few months, and they lose interest. ಅಲಬ್ಧ ಭೂಮಿಕತ್ವ ಅನವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಿ 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 ಈಸ್ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಮಿಸ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಸಂಶಯ ಆಲಸ್ಯ ಆಲಸ್ಯ ವಿ ಮಿಸ್ಡ್ ಆಲಸ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಲೇಜಿನೆಸ್ ಲೇಜಿನೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಥಾಮಸಿಕ್ ಹೆವಿ ಇನ್ ಥಾಮಸಿಕ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಮೋಟಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿ ರೀಸನ್ ಆಲಸ್ಯ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಲೇಜಿನೆಸ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಲೇಜಿನೆಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಲೇಜಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಮೋಟಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಲಸ್ಯ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಸಂಶಯ ಪ್ರಮಾದ ಐ ಮಿಸ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಮಾದ ಪ್ರಮಾದ ಮಿಸ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಹೆನ್ಷನ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಸೇ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ ಸೇ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಮಿಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ಪ್ರಿಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ರಮಾದ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಸಂಶಯ ಪ್ರಮಾದ ಐ ರೀಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ರಾಂಗ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಸೇ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ದ ರಾಂಗ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಪ್ರಮಾದ ಆಲಸ್ಯ ದೆನ್ ಅಲ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಭ್ರಾಂತಿ ದರ್ಶನ ಅಲಬ್ಧ ಭೂಮಿಕತ್ವ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಅಲಬ್ಧ ಭೂಮಿಕತ್ವ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ವೈಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಿ ಇನ್ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸಿ ಇನ್ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್ ವಿ ಡಿಡ್ ತ್ರಾಟಕ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಅ ವೈಲ್ ವ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಎ ಚಾನಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಸಾಧನಾ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಚಾನಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಿ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಡಸೆಂಟ್ ದೋ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಓ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಂಪ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದ ಅದರ್ ಒನ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾಲೋವರ್ಸ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ದಟ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕ್ ಅನದರ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕ್ ಟು ಬಿಲ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದಟ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಫಾರ್ 30 ಡೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ 40 ಡೇಸ್ 50 ಡೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್ 50 ಡೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಇಯರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗೇವ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾನಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಚಾನಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಒನ್ ಇಯರ್ ಟೂ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೋರ್ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನ್ಯಾಷನಲ್ ರೆಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾಲೋವರ್ಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಐ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಹೋಪ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಂಪ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಐ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಶೆಲ್ಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವೆಂಟ್ ಗೋನ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಚಾನಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಐ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಚಾನಲ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಐ ಜಂಪ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದ ಅನದ್ ಚಾನಲ್ ಬೈ ದೆನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್ ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೌಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಅನವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಿ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಜಂಪ್ ಚಾನಲ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಎ ಚಾನಲ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಎ ಚಾನಲ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಜಂಪ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಸೂಯಿಸೈಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಜಂಪಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೂಯಿಸೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಿ ಚಿತ್ತ ವಿಕ್ಷಾಪ್ಸ್ತೆ ಅಂತರಾಯಾಹ ಅನವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಿ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೃಢ ನಿಶ್ಚಯ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಫರ್ಮ್ ಕನ್ವಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಥೈರ್ಯ ಸಂತುಷ್ಟ ಸತತಂ ಯೋಗಿ ಯಥಾತ್ಮ ದೃಢ ನಿಶ್ಚಯ ಫರ್ಮ್ ಕನ್ವಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಎ ಪಾತ್ ಡೂ ಎ ಸರ್ಚ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸೂಟ್ಸ್ ಯು ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಡೈವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಗೋ ಡೀಪ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಸಾಧನ It's a sadhaka's requirement. It's not the breadth of the knowledge. How many books I have read, how many quotes I know, and it's not the breadth matters, the depth matters. The depth, once you go deep into that one, when you get the go deep, get the water, you understand all the channels, you understand. If I do not get go deep, only the breath, I haven't got the water, I can understand no channel. I can't understand no channel. Go deep. And stheria. And amanitvam adambitvam mahimsakshanti arjavam acharyo upasanam shaucham stheryam. Shri Krishna says, stheria, you need to have conviction. Conviction on what you are doing. Conviction on your path. Conviction on your teacher. Conviction on the goal. When you have that one, chitta vikshapste antarayaha. This one practice, these obstacles one experiences. This most of the many people, millions of people practice, they come across these obstacles. Antaraya, to overcome that one when you are intensely energetic. When you have the goal in sight. And when the goal in sight, when you are so intensely connected to the goal, many people come in your way to help your sadhana. Help, they will your in channel, to go along the channel. They help your, boost your energy to go in your path. For that main requirement, your intense connection to the goal, goal of your life. Life is passing, ebbing away. I have to reach the destination. And aneka janma samprapta, life, it is my limited shelf life. I have to reach the goal. I am tired of this journey. And first time, if I buy a new car, exciting car, and we want to go for a long drive. So exciting. So I got a new car, and all the new gadgets are there. I want to go for new long distance drive. When you are used for 6 months, 1 year, you want to go to shopping, who will go? I am not interested. And so is when you are traveled many times, when you are aware, I am tired. I don't want to go. I want to reach the destination and settle down there. That intense longing comes to the seeker. So that seeker sits on the channel and prays to the goal, please help me to reach the destination. That is the path. Patanjali slowly takes us towards that one. I will touch upon that one in the next term. And what are the experiences, when, whether I'm on the right channel or not? How do I know? What are the experiences? We'll touch that one in the next term. Lie down on your back.